Great. This conference is being recorded, and this is our Strategic Attraction in Action class on Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. And I'd like to ask, let's get started in this direct personal experience of strategic attraction planning by asking, who's on the call? I'd like you to just share your name, where you're from, just a little bit about your business, and why you're here. Who'd like to go first?
I will.
Yes.
This is Tony Schumann. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm an investment advisor. I'm starting basically all over again for a number of different reasons I don't want to get into right now. Take up the next hour or so.
Yeah.
But I've been in the business over 30 years, and the reason why I'm here is I want to be able to attract people who appreciate and value what I can do for them instead of trying to feel like I'm in a big wrestling match with people, trying to give them the best solution to solve their problems.
Yeah, so you're saying you want to attract people who recognize the value of what you're offering.
Yes.
Very good. Perfect, Tony. That's a perfect setup. And we'll see in a few minutes why that's perfect. Who's next?
This is Krista Dillard.
Hi, Krista.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Great. Thanks.
And I am joining the call from Austin, Texas, and I work in the commercial real estate business and have my own firm, and am just curious to hear what your program's about. So I'm here today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Commercial real estate. Wow. Never have to prove your courage in any other way as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who's next?
Colleen and Carrie Bell.
Yes, Carrie.
So we're in Iowa, and my business is becoming a life coach using the passion test. I'm a passion test facilitator, and I'm also working on selling my old, or not old, but selling my software consulting business. And Colleen?
Hi. I have a business called Earth Wisdom, and I do a whole variety of things around helping the planet. I grow things, I make things, I feed people, and I do a lot of subtle things along those lines too. So I'm just looking at how to actually monetize all that and support my husband.
How to monetize all that and support Carrie. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Who else?
This is Kara Sorensen. I live in the Santa Cruz Mountains, but my office is in Los Gatos, California. I am a life coach, an acupuncturist, and a nutritionist, and I help people with really strong food cravings overcome their cravings with acupressure and then heal their bodies and the struggle with their weight. And I do it over the phone, and I'm really trying to attract more customers, perfect customers online, and I work with people who are really on a spiritual path. And it's been hard to attract the right people because I attract a lot of people who aren't ready for what I offer.
Yeah. Los Gatos. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Sure. I like Santa Cruz much better. I like the nature side of it, but yeah, it's
right.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of the country. Great. So attract more perfect customers who are on a spiritual path. That's great. We're going to see how that shows up in step number one in just a minute. Anybody else? Say your name, a little bit about your business, and why are
Hello,
you here?
Hello, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
I live in Roseville, Minnesota. I don't have a business. I'm creating one. I am here because of what I learned about being able to create what it is that I want to offer the world, and people will come. And so I'm looking for crystal clarity and action, because I think too much and don't do enough. So I'm looking for the action steps to take as well, and the courage to do them.
Yeah, that's great. So you're creating a business, and what you said something that was really quite wise right after that, getting really crystal clear of what, you know, what it is that you want to...
I learned from you folks on a different call, and it was a 180-degree shift for me, that if I know what it is, who I am authentically, what it is that I want to offer the world, and then... then I will attract the people that I should want to work with, who need me, instead of me trying to figure out what people's needs are and then trying to create a product for that.
Oh, Ann, I just got goosebumps. That is it right there. Everybody gets to borrow that. Wow. Boy, did you surface the wisdom there.
Well, that was your wisdom. You taught me that.
Yeah, yes, and you got it.
Yeah.
So we both look good.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, no, there it is right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is the key, the secret, the secret sauce that makes it all work. And it just sounds so simple when you hear Ann say it. You know, that if I know who I am authentically and what I want, then I can present that and my offering, because if I really knew that and was connected to that, you know, and the value of it and its benefit to others, I wouldn't be able to wait to speak to the next person who would listen to me. And therein is the challenge, because, okay, now that we've got that wisdom surfaced, the strategic attraction planning process is a tool that allows you, that really gives you access to how to do exactly that, Anne, how to know who I am authentically and what I want to offer in my business. And you're absolutely correct. We've had it, you know, sort of upside down. Because traditional marketing, what it looks like from the outside is that it looks like going out there, finding out what people want, and then coming in and producing something and providing that, when it's actually the opposite way around. It's actually going inside, finding out who I authentically am, what I want to offer, and then the challenge comes, or I guess the process is, and it is a process, learning how to go out and present that in such a way that I can be heard, be seen, and be hired and referred. And so that's just beautiful, because I don't even know how to say it, but that's what the SACAT program over 12 months offers, you know, an opportunity of 12 months of transformational experience. Yes, there's lots of good information, but this transformation that Ann just expressed, that she got just from this one thing, that's what really makes the difference in whatever business that you're in, whatever challenge you're up to. When you make this kind of transformation and you see that you're actually the one who is in the position of authority for making that happen, then what's needed is a group of people that you can be with who see you that way. A group of people who over a 12-month period can support you in becoming what you then have recognized that you want to become. So, wow, I'm sorry I'm going on and on, but Ann, I just got goosebumps. It's really great. And so thank you. And so is there anyone else who hasn't had a chance to say hello. And
Hi, this is Catherine from Canada.
Yes, Catherine.
I'm excited to be here, and I love what everyone has had to say. There's little pearls of wisdom and some common things that I'm wanting as well. But I just really love what was said about traditional marketing versus the attraction piece. It's so much more fun when you can attract what is really resonant in ourselves. And that's why I'm here, because I've been a self-employed consultant and professional coach and facilitator for the last 12 years. And someone has walked into my life about a year ago, and we're working now together. And we're looking to create a business together and, you know, attract all of the right kinds of people based on who we are collectively together. And so we really want to go through this process to understand each other better and what really makes us tick, if you will, so that we can welcome that abundance to our partnership.
Oh, Catherine, see, there's all the rest of it. Oh, boy, am I glad I've got that recorded. Between what Ann said and then you just stood on the shoulders of that. I love you acknowledged Ann and what people are, pearls of wisdom. Again, that's the power of group dynamics. That's what we have here on this call, just a little taste of the power of group dynamics. And literally, I'm telling you, everybody, you can connect with the power and the energy that's being produced just on this call and then take it out into the world today and use it to support you in fulfilling on whatever goals and dreams that you have, whatever you have going on in your life today. And so I know I'm just thrilled because I've got some big stuff going on. I'm telling you, I've got a project that I'll let you all know about. It's called Say Cat Plan B, Empowering Women, Changing Lives with the Help of Honeybees. So when you hear that, you go, oh, that's the thing that Alan was talking about. And so I, for example, have written three goals for myself, and I'm going to use the energy and the group dynamics that we're producing here to support me, because I have a couple of very, very important conference calls after this. So thank you, thank you, thank you all for surfacing just amazing wisdom. And Catherine, that's just wow. So did you say that you're like in a relationship?
Well, we're building our relationship. So we've kind of been dancing around the outside, just trying to understand who each of, you know, what we bring and who we are. And, you know, part of our challenge has been is, do we have to tailor it so that people, kind of like translating, kind of like people are ready for something and they don't know what it is and they're kind of afraid. So do we see ourselves in the role of being a translator, of taking them where they are and where they really want to go, but they just don't know it yet?
Right. And so is this in an intimate relationship with someone?
No, it's not. It's with another coach colleague. And actually, we were competitors about 20 years ago. And then we fell out of our industries where we were competitors. And we came together again through a certification program about a year and a half ago.
And so it's a partnership.
Kind of this reconnection. And there was this real attraction that we had to each other. We had parallel paths these last 20 years, and now we sort of intersected again. And it's like we had to go away to come together to bring something, I don't want to say bigger and better, but there's like this collective impact that we can have by leaning into each other. And we're really excited to do it. We're just not exactly sure what it is yet, but we know we're on the right path.
Yeah, so that's perfect because it's a partnership. And what you've really done is surface the wisdom for everyone on the call, because this shift that's taken place around selling and the conversation that I had with Tony yesterday about how financial planning and the whole financial services industry seems to have changed from the old way of selling to, you know, this new Generation Y. And it's interesting, they're Generation Y. It's because, like, it's almost like, why am I here? and they are not interested in, they're interested in doing business with people like them. And so that's how you have to go about, that's why this whole partnership principle that you just surfaced, Catherine, is so important. You know, attracting what does resonate within ourselves, as in two people, and create a business based on who we are collectively. And so, you know, you would each maybe do an attraction plan, and you could do an attraction plan for attracting your perfect partner. And so let's use this to as a launching pad to have a direct personal experience for each of us. And so I'm going to ask, I want this to really be interactive, and I want each of you to be totally interactive from that place of listening to whoever's speaking from the place that they are speaking to and for you. Because as a couple of people have mentioned, they're, you know, noticing that there's pearls of wisdom. That's what's showing up here, everybody. And this developing your skill and your ability to trust that that's what's showing up for you once you get off this call, and that the world actually is structured to support you, that there actually is a place that you can be where it's nurturing, supportive, caring universe that is there to support you in being successful. Is just a matter of having the tools to be able to access that support. So on that, let's just get started and give everybody a direct personal experience of strategic attraction planning. And again, I want you to participate from these two places. One, I want you to participate from the place that you're getting this direct personal experience for yourself in transforming your business and getting what you want personally from the strategic attraction plan. But I also want you to take a look at what it would be like if you had this process, if you were certified in being able to share this process simply as I'm doing on this call right now with your customers. If you were able to be creative and imaginative, imagine what the depth of connection that you would be able to make as we're experiencing on this call. So I want you to just look at it from those two places, okay? And everybody participate fully that way, whether you're just listening or whether you're actually speaking. So, strategic attraction planning process basically is five steps now. We've added the fifth step. And if you've got the book, Attracting Perfect Customers, The Power of Strategic Synchronicity, the first four steps are in that book. Or Being Attraction, What Love Has to Do with Business and Marketing is a book that Jan and I wrote together. The four questions basically are on the back of the book. I'm just going to go over the questions very quickly, and then we'll have, like I said, a taste and experience of it. So the first step of the strategic attraction planning process is describe the qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect customer. And so generally, like in a workshop or a teleclass or whatever, I'd have people take a piece of paper, fold it in half. You have four quadrants. Write the first question. But the thing is, it doesn't work anymore because now we've got five questions. So the folding of the paper doesn't quite work the way that it used to. However, if you get creative, you can play with it however you get comfortable with. So the four questions really, or five questions, are describe qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect customer. Identify what makes you and your perfect customer tick. Specify what you want your perfect customer to expect of you. Now that's, you know, step number three is totally transformational. Step four, declare who you get to be to attract what you want. And of course, the fifth step is the action step, or the what's the most attractive action for me to take to fulfill on what I've just written on my attraction plan. And so you can really play with all five of these in a, again, like creative and imaginative way, depending on where your customer is or what the venue is that you're speaking at. So let's play with it this way. You know, a couple of you, I know Kara, you mentioned on, you know, wanting to attract more customers on a spiritual path, for example. That would be in step number one. So who wants to play with me a little bit? Who wants to step up into what I call the heart seat and sort of be the one who surfaces the wisdom for everyone?
I'll do it.
All right. Who's that?
This is Tony.
Tony, all right. So, Tony, you're an investment advisor. You've had 30 years of experience, and you want to be able to attract people who want and value what you have to offer. Is that pretty much what you said?
That's a superb summary.
Great. So that you see how in just in that you've already started your attraction plan. So, for example, if you were to answer the question, so say describe the qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect, what would you call your customer? An investment? No, what's the type of relationship that you would give if you were to give it a name?
Either symbiotic or mutually supportive, maybe something along.
Well, I mean, what do you, a customer is it? You'd say just use the word customer.
Yeah, I would. I'm not going to parse words, customer, client, or whatever.
Okay, customer, client. It's not like investment something or other, but customer, client.
Right.
That works for you.
Yes.
Great. So, if you want to be able to attract people who want and value what you have to offer, so that would be on step number one, quality and characteristics of my perfect investment customer or client is...
I'm sorry. Was that a question or?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And I, you know, it's kind of. I'm sorry. I ask a lot of Who's in Grant's Tomb questions. So I said, if you want to be able to attract people who want and value what you have to offer, what would be a quality and a characteristic of your perfect investment client?
I think first of all. Integrity above all else, and I guess the old Oscar Wilde quotation about a cynic. I don't want him to be that. Cynic knows the price of everything and the value of nothing.
Well, that's a great point. So, what's less than perfect is great to identify that because. Within the what's less than perfect, there is the opposite. So it tells you what would be more perfect. So what's the opposite of cynic?
Yeah. I guess it's also going off from an old speech Warren Buffett gave when he was talking about the type of companies he likes to buy. He'd much rather buy a great company at a good price than a good company at a great price.
Right.
And it's not just a nuance. If you understand that, you get a really great company.
Well, that's perfect because Warren Buffett certainly is not a cynic, right?
Oh, no, no.
What would you call him?
Pretty wise and pretty smart.
Wise and smart. Visionary?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, visionary would apply very, very easily, yeah.
So you see how that's the opposite of cynic. So that's how you can take the less than perfect qualities and see that within them, the opposite of that is what you want to have on your attraction plan. So qualities and characteristics of my perfect investment customer client would be integrity, wise, smart, visionary. Right?
Right.
Now, I also want to point out, and this is a tip for everybody, because did anybody else notice how a couple of really perfect qualities and characteristics for a customer for Tony just kind of fell out of his mouth when he said, I want to be able to attract people who want and value what I have to offer? Anybody?
Yes, I noticed it, but Alan, I also have a question, or I'm having some trouble with Tony going in and out. I don't know if anyone else is. I don't know if, Tony, if you're on a speakerphone or if there's a way that you can keep your mouth to the, right up to the speaker.
No, I'm cradling the phone direct. I'm on a landline. I'm cradling it directly.
Okay, thank you.
Is that better, Ann?
I heard that very well, yes.
All right. See, we can be heard when we want to be. So, Tony, or anybody, knows, so we got integrity, wise, smart, visionary, like Warren Buffett. What are a couple other qualities and characteristics that you heard from Tony when he said, I want to be able to attract people who want and value what I offer? What would then be a quality of a perfect client for Tony? Is everybody on mute?
No, but nothing's coming up.
Okay. this is perfect. So here's the thing. It's like Catherine mentioned that pearls of wisdom. Oh, Carrie, would you star six, there we go. So Catherine noticed that pearls of wisdom were coming out of the mouths of people on the call. This is sort of a principle. You want to be able, especially if you're using coaching in any way in your business, you want to be able to listen for the pearls of wisdom that show up, not just from other people's mouth, but I promise you, they are coming out of your mouth. And so one of the principles of strategic attraction is learning how to listen to my own speaking and honor and value that. And so, again, Tony said he wanted to be able to attract people who want and value what he's offering. Therefore, a quality, a characteristic of his perfect customer would be someone who what?
Probably values themselves.
Wants and values what Tony's offering.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Tony?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get that. If that's what you want, then you have to be awake and aware to those qualities that your perfect customer wants and values what you have to offer. Now, and who was that? Was that Kara who said value yourself?
Yeah, Catherine, I think you can't have if you don't have it. You can't attract it if you don't have it for yourself first.
Yeah, Catherine, way to go. Okay, so Tony just surfaced how to come up with step one, qualities, characteristics of my perfect customer. They have integrity, they're wise and smart, they're visionary, they want and value what I have to offer. So the tip is to then take that list of qualities, characteristics, and attributes and expand on it. For example, Tony would ask himself, all right, integrity. What does that look like for Tony? And you write that out, what that looks like. Wise and smart. You know, like Warren Buffett, he writes out what that looks like. You know, visionary, writes out what that looks like. Wants and values what I have to offer. writes out what that looks like. The reason that you get the step number one is you really flesh it out and get really clear on what that is for you, is so that you can then recognize it when you see it. A lot of times, if we're not clear and focused like this, and there's people who are just on step number one, you can have amazing results just getting step number one clear for yourself, that you get to say what the qualities and characteristics of a perfect customer are for me. And then you go out into the world, and then guess what? What happens? If you get really clear and focused on this, what do you think starts to happen?
They just start showing up.
And Catherine, why do they start showing up?
Well, because we are being what we want to have.
Yeah, and because they were there already. We just weren't seeing them. We're not seeing them.
Right.
They're not seeing us because we're doing something other than this, than getting clear and focused and connecting with this. So that's the power of strategic synchronicity. The synchronicities are already all around us. Now what we're doing is we're reaching for and getting clear and focused in step number one, for example, what's the perfect customer look like for me? And when I get more and more clear and focused, and believe me, it's a process, everybody. I've been doing it for 10 years, and I'm still getting more and more clear that the depth that you can get with this is unlimited. So, but the results that you can experience right out of this call, just from getting more clear around step number one, could be absolutely phenomenal. And so, Catherine, would you like to play with Tony? Thank you. So, did you see anything for yourself out of that?
For me, yes. I saw a great deal. I've attracted or allowed myself to be attracted by people who didn't have those qualities, and those are the people that gave me the over the years, not heart attacks, but, you know, a lot of grief and aggravation.
Right.
I realized I don't want to deal with anybody like that.
Yeah. So we're here to shorten the grief and aggravation. Okay.
Or as the Italians say it, agita.
Yes. So agita is never going to go away, but we can certainly shorten the suffering. I'm telling you, it's amazing. That's one of the most major transformations that you can experience out of getting the strategic attraction planning process as part of your nature and then being able to share it. Imagine being able to share that with your customers, you know, whether they're investment customers or coaching clients or what have you, or real estate customers. So, Catherine, would you like to play a little bit since you've surfaced some really valuable stuff here?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So you mentioned, you sort of brought it back and saying, okay, so step number one really is about your customer. Qualities, characteristics of my perfect customer, and just getting really a deeper experience with that so that you can then be creative and imaginative about how to connect with those people. Once you start getting really clear who they are, I promise you, the synchronicities show up. You start meeting them in the line at Starbucks, you know, walking out of Albertsons, the woman who's behind the counter checking you out. Yes. Okay. So, Catherine, what did you see then about the connection between the step number one, qualities, characteristics, and attributes, my perfect customer, and yourself?
And like, what makes me tick? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that would be step number two.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just think about this for a second. It's really about having an impact, like wanting to. I guess the biggest one for me is kind of being in service of others. So, my perfect customers, how are they looking after how are they serving their employees or their partnerships or their relationships? It's about wanting to make a difference and be in service of others while honoring myself, being in service of myself.
Ooh, yeah. Well, there it is. So, yeah, so again, you've really surfaced some very valuable wisdom here. So what makes you tick, I just heard you say, is being of service to others and basically having an impact in making a difference while honoring myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes,
so that could
no
be the
compromise.
Beginning of a what, you know, a tick statement for Catherine.
Okay, I like that.
And the value of step number two and getting step two clear.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, Catherine? Now, I mean, I kind of felt energetically that you had an insight there about yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that's how you know you're getting, you know, you're really getting that statement of what makes me tick. Now, when you really get that about yourself and connect with that,
mm-hmm.
we call it, it's like lighting your lighthouse.
Mm.
Okay? And so when you're really connected powerfully with, you know, this statement, with being of service to others, having an impact and making a difference while honoring myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, can everybody feel it? For Catherine, that's like making a difference for her. She's really seeing something for herself.
Yeah.
Now, what happens, Catherine, when, again, you go out to Starbucks to get a double decaf latte? And you're being that.
Yeah.
Who's going to show up around you?
Well, all kinds of amazing things, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And when you've got the step one really fleshed out and clear, you know, integrity, wise and smart, visionary, wants and values, what I have to offer, you know, you really build that out. They have a huge network of people that know and trust them, that they refer me to. And so you show up being of service to others and having an impact and making a difference while honoring yourself.
Yeah.
Who's gonna show up around you?
Because we can tell ourselves little lies in order to make things okay, and then that's out of integrity with self, and that is a big... That's a big no-no, because that's a small playing field.
Yeah, and that's, boy, that's a big conversation. Because that just goes on all the time, you know, telling myself little lies, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Little white ones.
I'm not that. You know, I'm not really being of service. I actually can't make a difference in the world. You know what? You know, I can't really honor myself. You know, because it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
All these little lies that we actually think are real, and they're not. And so the strategic attraction planning.
One of the things that I kind of put down there is about being, being a truth teller.
Yeah.
Saying the truth and what's true for me first.
Yeah.
I think that's really where it has to start, and I think that's where some of the biggest lies are told. I mean,
I think, right?
And they're little white ones, so they're kind of innocent, but they're really not. They have
and the reason that they're not is because they disconnect you from reality.
Yeah.
They disconnect you from the reality of yourself. That's all they do, and that's kind of the good news. Now, it's happening. It's always going to happen. It's never not going to happen. However, with the strategic attraction planning process, you have a powerful tool that gives you access to the truth of who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you tell yourself that little lie, oh, no, I'm really not that, you know, who am I to write a book? Yeah, you go to the bookstore and you look around at all these incredible people who've written these incredible books, and you go, oh my God, who am I to write a book?
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you just a real quick experience that I had with being attraction. I walk into get my hair cut. Well, Jan made an appointment for me to get my hair cut, and the girl behind the counter is actually reading a copy of Being Attraction, What Love Has to Do with Business and Marketing. And so it was like, you know, she looks up at me, she goes, you're the author of this book. And so I'm like, ah, I'm somebody, you know? And then she puts the book next to her heart. She leans forward and she says, I love this book. She says, Chapter 1, Explained Why I'm Here. And she looks around like she's telling me a secret. She says, I'm not just cutting hair. She got who she really was. She got what makes her tick. And she got that while she's cutting people's hair, she's actually, you know, radiating like a lighthouse, that energy of being of service to others, making an impact and a difference while honoring herself. Now, here's the kicker, everybody. She shares with me that the reason I was paying $45 for my haircut was because she had recognized this, the value of what she was actually offering and who she was being when she was cutting people's hair was worth more. So she doubled her price. And as also, as a result, she says she's got more customers. So therein lies the little secret that you guys have surfaced here, that when you get this, when you get, and again, I'm going to toot the horn of the SACAT program. You have a year-long process where you can be with a group of people that will support you in getting this for yourself, a process that allows you to connect with who you really are and what you actually want to offer people, understand the value of it and its benefit to others, and then have a structure where you can go out and express that.
Are you there?
So that's what's available to everybody. You could actually double your prices and have more customers when you get this. So, Catherine, you know,
yeah.
Way to go. You just lit your light.
Yeah, well, you helped me. Thanks.
Oh, that's another thing. Isn't that great? So, everybody, I want everybody to get this. Get what Catherine just said to me. So that, to me, is the fulfillment of my number one passion, all right, which is to settle people into the what I call the role of their spiritual selves and really connect with this. And so Catherine has just acknowledged me for giving my truest gift, living my passion and my purpose by saying to me, oh, and you made a difference. You helped me. That's what's there with your customers. They actually think that you did it. Right? And,
how about we co-created it?
Exactly, because it's true. I did do it, and that's how I have to let that in.
Mm.
I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had available to me a structure and a system that allowed me to deliver my truest gift, live my number one passion and my purpose. I was able to, you know, be on this call and ask this question, you know, and listen to what Catherine was saying. And another little secret I'll tell everybody, I take really good notes. That's one of the things I learned from Byron Van Arsdale, who's a master teleconference specialist. Anybody wants to lead teleconferences or do anything over the phone like this, I recommend Byron Van Arsdale's training in that. And when you are able to listen and then take really good notes, then you're able to speak back to people what it is that they said. So it validates that you were listening and that you heard them. And so they feel like they're heard. And it connection. So, I just feel like I've had a very powerful connection with Catherine. And I've had this because I was able to be creative enough and imaginative enough to use the strategic attraction planning process and be present in this moment. And this is it's just, I apologize. I feel like I'm going on and on because I'm just so excited to have this moment and share this moment with you, Catherine, of getting what makes you tick. And that's what's available to
gift is mine. I really appreciate you. I'm actually laying on my bed on a bag of ice because I had a spinal fusion 2 weeks ago, but I don't feel like I feel like I'm kind of levitating. So thanks, Alan. I am pretty
Oh, Kathy, you have no idea the backstory about that. Feeling like you're kind of levitating, huh? Well, at the perfect time, I'll be able to tell you the backstory on that, and you will absolutely love it. That's great.
I'll be looking for it.
Yeah. So you see how this process works. Anybody want to share something that you've experienced for yourself just out of going over with Tony, step number one, and then step number two with Catherine? Anybody see anything for yourself?
This is Ann.
Yes, Ann.
The idea of the opposite of what you don't want to attract is helpful if you don't know what you want, but you know what you don't want, that's a starting point at least.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
So now we no longer have to resist that which we think we don't want. It now becomes our friend, because within that is the shift or the information that we need to be able to attract what we do want. And of course, what do we usually do? We usually resist all that stuff that we say we don't want, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
And what happens when you resist something?
It persists.
Attract it. Right. Well, it was. I think Werner Erhard was the first one I ever. The way he said it was, that which you resist persists.
Yeah.
And the reason is because you're putting your attention on it. So, there's an old Christian aphorism: glance at your problem, put your gaze on Jesus. Okay, basically it's a road sign that says, okay, glance at your problem, identify it, and then put your gaze, your attention, focus your attention on the solution. And so, Anne, that's exactly right. Another powerful piece of wisdom surfaced. The opposite of what I know I don't want. Put my attention on that. Very, very powerful transformation that can come as a result of that. So anybody else, real quickly? Anybody else see something for yourself so far? Okay, so shall we actually, since we've got 25 minutes left here, I feel like we've already surfaced so much wisdom. It's absolutely amazing. And I don't know why I'm amazed, because it happens every time, that I share this process with anyone. But does anybody want, how do I put this? Who would like to venture into step number three?
I would.
Okay, who's that?
It's Kara.
Kara. All right. Congratulations. Step number three, I feel. So here's the thing. Most self-development programs, they go into step one, and that's it. They don't go any deeper. Step number two, anybody notice? Goes a little deeper in terms of connection with my true authentic self. and then how to radiate that out in the world, and synchronicities just seemingly magically show up, although we know there, it's not out of the blue. It's as a result of strategically, you know, of having a strategy for connecting my true authentic self, radiating that, and then noticing the synchronicities that are already out there. So step number three is an opportunity to really take it deep. And you get to go as deep, you know, this is perfect customers. You get to play in whatever way is perfect for you. But this is where I feel you really get to go as deep as you want. So, Kara, right?
Yes.
Question is, step number three, what do I want? So specify, what do I want my perfect customers to expect of me? Now, anybody notice that we've already surfaced, you know, what traditional wisdom or traditional marketing says is the opposite of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do they want? That's why we've worded step number three in just the way that we have, because, you know, in traditional marketing, it works. Traditional marketing has become traditional because it works all the time for certain people. And the certain people that it works for are the people who are already, expressing their true authentic self. Sometimes, you just stumble into it. But we're being strategic about it. We're being deliberate and conscious. And so step three, we get to turn it all around. It's a revolution. We get to make a revolution and discover where the true authority is and the power, the seat of power actually is. And anybody venture to guess where that might be?
Mm. Right in your soul.
Yes. In me. All right. So, Kara.
Yes.
What would you say, specify what you want your perfect customers to expect of you? And here's a place where, so step number one is about your customer. Step number two is about me and my customer. Step number three is about me. So step number three is about you, Kara. And who was it that mentioned that when we were doing step one and we were saying, oh, well, to have those kind of qualities show up, I have to be that? Remember somebody mentioned that? I forget exactly who it was. So, Kara, you want to attract people on a spiritual path, correct?
Yes.
Great. So that would be on your step number one. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So quality characteristic of your perfect customer, or your perfect, so in your case, what would be a coaching client?
Yes, it would be a client who has, strong food cravings, is trying to control what they're eating, and, they're unable to, and they want to, be healthy, and most of them want to lose weight.
Okay. So as a life coach nutritionist, What sort of, if you were to distinguish the type of relationship that your customer is there a specific name, more specific name that you would give it? Or is it, again, just like Tony, a perfect customer or client?
I think it's perfect client.
Okay, great. So for you, quality of characteristic of your perfect client would be that they come from a spiritual base, right?
Mhm. Yeah, they're on a path. They're into their own healing. They want to be better. They want to live freer. They want to expand.
Great. So there's qualities that would go on step number one. Come from a spiritual path, a spiritual base. They're on their own path. And the expression is, if you're on a path, it means what?
that you're in process, that you're growing.
Yeah, you're going somewhere.
And you're doing it on your own power too. You know, no one's wheeling you along. You're walking on your own path.
Yeah. So what would you call that? If I'm in my own power, et cetera, I'm self motivated.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. So you see how you started to build out your step number one.
Mm-hmm.
Come from a spiritual base. They're on their path. They're going somewhere at their own pace, and they're self-motivated. So if that's all about your customer, where would we look in step number three for content to specify what I want my perfect customer to expect of me, Kara?
So I want them to expect me to be on my path and to show them, to help illuminate theirs so that they can see around the corners that they can't see. And I can say, hey, you know, right around that corner, there's something there for you. Keep walking, you know. So I expect them, or I want them to see me as a, or expect me to be a way shower, I guess, a light bearer.
Okay, great.
About their possibilities.
Yeah, and so this is the distinction. This is the reason we have step three is worded in the way that it is, because this is something that you want, right, Kara? You
mm-hmm.
want to be a way shower.
Yes.
You want to be on your true authentic path.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual path.
Yes.
So if everybody knows, these are quality. These are things that Kara wants. So step number three is about identifying that, guess what? That's what my perfect customer wants from me. So do you see how now it becomes, Kara, it's your responsibility if you want your perfect customer to expect you to be on your true, authentic spiritual path, what does that require of Kara?
It requires me doing what I need to do to keep growing and staying on my path and being consistent and meditating every day and continuing to expand my possibilities.
Perfect. So most traditional marketing really wouldn't recognize that meditating every day would have anything to do with business success, right?
Right,
I mean, you're taking time off to do what? Get on
I
the
know.
Phone. Get on the phone. Get busy.
Yeah.
Okay, so now... Kara, I really want to acknowledge you for stepping up onto the heart seat for step number three, because step number three exposes me, exposes the truth about me, and, you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the truth is that Kara wants to meditate every day. Is that what you just said?
Oh, yeah, and I do.
Yes.
I have been for 26 years.
Yeah, so basically what it requires is step number three is I want my perfect customers to expect me to be on my true, authentic spiritual path. That means it requires, as Kara has just said, it requires her doing what she knows she needs to do in order to be on her true, authentic spiritual path. And one of those things is to meditate every day. What's something else?
To monitor my thoughts during the day, to be compassionate to others, to be compassionate to myself, to take good care of myself, to eat good food, to, you know, do all the things that I know to do to be the best I can be.
Great. So that's what you do with step number three, is you just start to really flesh that out and get totally straight with yourself what that is for Kara.
Mm.
like really, you know, no kidding, compassionate to myself. You know, okay, so are you ready for this, Carrie? Yeah, but you really have stepped in it, okay? You have stepped into the light. So compassionate to myself. So I want my perfect customers to expect me to be compassionate to myself. Just want to get clear, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe I said that.
I know. That's why I said you have courage. So, compassionate. I have a friend who is an Aramaic scholar. His name is Dr. Michael Rice. He wrote a book called Why Is This Happening to Me Again? It's a great book. Talk about revolution, turning things around. So Dr. Rice defines compassion. He says in the original Aramaic language, the word compassion was defined as seeing as complete in another, even that which is not yet complete. And he would use, for example, he says, if you're walking down the street and there's a homeless person there, you know, asking for money, he says, you can do one of two things. You can give them some money, and if you give them money, what you have to do, if you're being compassionate, is see them complete. See them in the home that they want, not the one that you think they should have. See them in the home that they want. See them with their... Yes. Okay, so you can kind of see that for others, right?
Yes.
Now, do you see what...
Yeah, it's not what I want for them, it's what they want for themselves.
What they want for them. Now, do you see what you've done for yourself? If it's step number three, what I want my perfect customer expect of me is that I am compassionate to myself. That means...
that I see in myself my potential or how I want to be. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and that's really great because you're using the word potential.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if the original Aramaic definition of compassion is seeing myself as complete, even in ways that I'm not yet complete, it eliminates the word potential. And it's actually seeing myself as, as that.
Already there.
And then, of course, the next level, and it's a process, is feeling it, and that's how the whole law of attraction works. When I can do that, then it must, by law, manifest. So, again, this is what, this doesn't happen in one 90-minute session. However, you have now surfaced, something for yourself, and I think you just had an insight for yourself around compassion, being compassionate. And, we all understand how important it is. Oh, yes, be compassionate toward others. But Kara has actually said, whoa, maybe I'm compassionate for myself. And she has gone deeper into what that looks like and what the underlying meaning of that really is. For yourself, right, Kara?
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That just translates right to my clients, Of
exactly.
Because I realize I've been wanting something for them and wanting them to feel whole, but I have to want for what they want, which is usually the same thing, but still, it's a subtle distinction.
Yeah, it is a subtle distinction, and like I said, I'm getting goosebumps right here because you just really surfaced something, this thing about wanting to attract people and customers that are on a spiritual path. This is really it. This is what being on a spiritual path, the truth of that, what that is. And you've just surfaced it for yourself. Now, and again, I'm going to, commercial for the SACAT program, everybody, commercial alert. That's what the SACAT program is, a 12-month space of accountability without judgment to support you in having that compassion for yourself, being in a group of people who see you, not as potential, but actually see that potential realized. And so, you can have a lot of success doing it on your own, but there's nothing more powerful than being in a group of like-minded people who see you the way you want to be and have compassion for you and vice versa. So, Kara, what did you see for yourself around step number three?
Oh, gosh, a whole transformative brain shift. Like, I feel like I need to listen to the call again to wrap my head around it.
Yes.
I feel like something just transformed in me, and it's like it feels big, and I'm not sure quite what it is yet, but it's good.
Yeah. And so I just offer, I'm here to support you in getting that grounded within yourself. So in whatever way that I can support you in that, whether it's, be in the SACAP program or just give me a call, email me, I'm here to support you in having that fully, fully grounded, because I want to see what happens when Kara lights that lighthouse, that Kara Sorensen lighthouse, and starts to really connect with your true authentic self and that compassion for yourself. I want to see that light shine out in the world and see what happens.
Alan?
Yes.
I've got a question for
Thank
Kara.
You.
Would it be just something I just had a gut feeling on? Wouldn't her perfect customers want to see her perfectly grounded in love?
Wow. Is it Tony, right?
Yes.
Great. So, Tony, that's a perfect example of something's resonated for you in what Kara was speaking. Okay? Perfectly grounded in love. Now,
wow.
Yeah. Now, Tony, I just want to, again, acknowledge you. Is that something that traditional investment advisor marketing training would surface?
Oh, if you did, they'd be sending for the men coats with a large net to take you off to a rubber room for quite a while.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you, so this is something. All right. So this is for you, Tony. You just surfaced some wisdom. Everybody can borrow it, but I want to tell you, Tony, this is for you. When you're perfectly grounded in love around your offering, its value, and its benefit to others, not only will you not be able to wait to go out and talk to anybody who will listen, but you will be seen and you will be heard and you will be received and hired like never before. However, you don't have to tell anybody. You just have to write it on your attraction plan and get it about yourself. Because I'm telling you, this is who you are. I mean, like, really. You are perfectly grounded in love. I'll bet you I could take a look at your 30 years of experience in investment advising and discover why you've been in that business for 30 years. And underneath it all would be this. This thing that you just, just came out of your mouth. Perfectly grounded in love. And what that really means and what that looks like for Tony Schumann.
And I have no idea where that came from.
Yeah, I know you don't. I'm telling you. But again, just like a saying for Kara, I'm there to support you in any way that I can. And I would just, again, a little 15-second commercial. If you were in the SACAT program, I mean, heck, it's a $2,000 investment, everybody, for 12 months of support like this, of being in a group and getting this personal attention and really getting this grounded for yourself, Tony. What could be, possible after 12 months of that? For you, how would your light be shining out in the investment world differently when you really got set free to be perfectly grounded in love? How would that feel? And I guarantee you do not have to throw out 30 years of experience.
No, because it's going to be enhanced by the love.
There you go. Thank you. So just think about it. Think about...
Did you say...
Yes.
Did you say it was $2,000 for 12 months?
Yes. And
oh.
We even have an irresistible... And who was that?
Kara.
Kara, yeah. I'm telling you, it's a no-brainer. And we even have an irresistible offer where you get it for $197 to start. You can actually, we actually have a payment program for $197
wow.
to have this kind of personal attention and experience to really get in depth. If you've seen the value of this for yourself here, I'm telling you, don't hesitate. Hesitation causes ineffectiveness. One of my most valued spiritual mentors. Just call me, tell me you're in, send me an email, and we'll get you in. It starts
okay,
tomorrow.
I'm in.
Kara, all right, you're in. Who else? Anybody else ready to say I'm in? All right, so Kara, we'll connect. We'll make sure that you get registered.
Okay.
Class starts tomorrow.
Great.
And anybody else who, and we're just about the end of our time, I just want to say this last thing. If you are saying to yourself, gee, that sounds like really cool, but I've got this to work out, I got this problem, I got that problem, call me. We'll work out whatever, you know, challenge that you have up to. There are people on this call who overcame, there are people who are in the SACAP program who overcame challenges that they thought were insurmountable just out of one or two conversations with me. So, wow. So step four is declare who I have to be to attract what I say I want. And I'd say that, really, Tony, you just did it. Who do I have to be to attract this? Perfectly grounded in love. Man, go out and be that today, everybody. See what happens. Now, step number five, here's the total secret to really take out of this class. I want each of you, take a look at your goals that you wrote at the beginning of the call, and now notice how you've shifted your energy. Now I want you to write an action that you're going to take today after this call on the basis of the attraction plan that you've just experienced for yourself. Anybody want to share? So we've got like 1 minute left. Anybody want to share an attractive action? An attractive action versus a dazzling distraction. Attractive action is something that is in alignment with what I've resonated with here on the attraction plan. So anybody want to share an action that you're going to take? And I want everybody to write down at least one action you're going to take after this call. And would anyone like to share one?
Mine's easy. I'm going to sign up for the program. That's Kara.
There you go. That's perfect. Exactly. That's exactly how it's done. And then we'll do that, and then what will we do? We'll write more goals, and then we'll write more actions. That's how it works, everybody. So congratulations, and here's how I want to end it. I know we're right at the end of our time. So anybody want to share just in one or two words something of value that you received out of being on today's call? Was it worth the $27?
Absolutely.
And who said absolutely?
That was Catherine. Absolutely. Best $27 I ever spent.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's really, it's very powerful. And it's the beauty of it is the simplicity. And it's from inside out. So I like the process
That's
to get
great.
To that core of simplicity.
I'll be calling you
wow.
to turn that into a testimonial.
Yep, I'd be happy to do that.
Anybody else? I know we're right at the end of our time. Anybody else just want to, something you got of value, one or two words?
Clarity,
thank you.
Thought-provoking.
Ellen?
Yes.
Oh, good. You had me on mute, so I hung up and called back in.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. This is Carrie. So what I got value out of this call is that Colleen sat in on it, and she just had to leave with a friend, but she said, I'm really glad you got me here. Now I get it. driven down to Kansas City, and in the car, I was, you know, basically having her taking notes as I was going through the questions and, you know, trying to come up with something. And I think she actually had read the book or had something, you know, a long time ago, because I think she said something about carrying the action steps around. But anyway, that's the one thing I got out of it. The other thing I got out of it is, and this is kind of along Kara's line, is a phrase that I picked up a long time ago that I keep looking at. It's called, take my advice, I'm not using it.
Here you go. Yeah, well, that's it.
Perfect. So we need to turn that around and say, hey, I'm using my own advice. Now you can too.
Perfect. Well, on that note, we're going to end the call, and I just want to reach out and put my arms around everybody here. I'm telling you, I am here. It is my number one purpose and passion to support each and every one of you becoming a bright light in the world. And I'd love to see you become a part of our global SACAT community of 6 million people using strategic attraction planning to transform the way you do business. So with that, just a great big group hug, everybody. Dating game kiss. Mwah. And I'll see you around campus. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.